China takes steps to cushion its economy as the coronavirus continues to spread. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Lisha Santarelli. Good morning. Chinese stock markets have reopened for trading after an extended Lunar New Year break and immediately faced one of its worst sell-offs in years. The falls came despite the Chinese government injecting more than $170 billion worth of liquidity into the markets to ease investor concerns. China's central bank also cut the reverse repo rate by 10 basis points, making it cheaper for banks to borrow, and more stimulus measures are expected to come. From Hong Kong, here's a report from the BBC's Andrew Wood.
This was the moment many Chinese investors were waiting for, the chance to sell their shares. They'd watched, frustrated during the Chinese New Year break, as the coronavirus outbreak spread and stock markets elsewhere in Asia dropped, and yet they could do nothing. So when the stock exchanges of Shanghai and Shenzhen opened, the index of the 300 leading companies dropped by around 9% to the lowest levels for a year. And it wasn't just shares. Prices of industrial metals such as nickel and copper plunged too, as traders anticipated that Chinese factories wouldn't need so much raw material if the outbreak continues to widen and slows the economy.
Andrew Wood in Hong Kong there. Let's do the numbers. All but 162 of the almost 4,000 stocks in Shanghai and Shenzhen recorded losses, many by the maximum trading limit. The Shanghai Composite Index fell almost 8%, while the CSI 300 Index sank as much as 9%. Healthcare shares were among the only gainers in China, as the country's confirmed coronavirus cases topped 17,000 and the overall death toll rose past 360. However, US equity futures are pointing higher, while here in the UK, the FTSE 100 is up 0.4%. Now, Britain is formally out of the European Union, but there are still plenty of tough negotiations ahead. The EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, is laying out the key commitments it wants from the UK in return for a free trade deal. But UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to reject abiding by too many rules from Brussels. The BBC's Adam Fleming sent this report.
Known as the mandate, this is the EU's detailed opening negotiating position for the next phase of talks with the UK. It'll provide clues about what areas the EU might prioritise and how it intends to proceed. It'll also be an opportunity for the EU to spell out in more detail what kind of commitments to fair economic competition it'll ask from the UK in return for a generous free trade deal. Officials in Brussels were dismayed at the tone of briefings from the British government over the weekend, which suggests the next phase of negotiations might be as rocky as the last.
The southern African nation of Zambia is having a tough time at the moment. Aid agencies are warning that drought has left more than 2 million people in need of food aid. The World Food Programme says unreliable rainfall and floods have meant the southern Africa region as a whole had just one normal growing season in the last 5 years. Many subsistence farmers have simply run out of food. And as the BBC's Andrew Harding reports from Zambia, the experts are blaming climate change.
The noise you can hear is of people scrambling to collect sacks of maize flour in the centre of Lusumpuko village. Aid agencies who've delivered this food are saying that this part of Zambia is suffering from severe malnutrition levels. Esther Simamvua has just come over. She's 65, and you're queuing like everyone else, waiting for the food aid. When did you last eat?
Maybe it is almost 2 days past.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling very weak.
Oh, you're good there?
Yeah.
At the local clinic here, a health worker has set up a set of scales. He's weighing some of the local children.
For 10 months, she's supposed to be at 9 kilograms.
She's over 2 kilograms underweight.
Yeah.
And the nurse here is Nancy Mwape.
It's bad because this is one of the areas that doesn't have malnourished children.
Normally?
But yes.
Now, Zambia has suffered from droughts in the past. It's something that happens in this part of Africa. But the concern is that the droughts are getting more severe, less predictable, and much harder to cope with. And the reason for that is climate change. Alan Mulando is a programme officer with the World Food Programme.
Number one, the rain patterns have actually changed over the number of years. The second part is the distribution of the rainfall itself. It's actually extremely erratic now. It's one place here, it rains 10 kilometers, there's nothing.
This is a crisis that many people believe is going to last for quite some time. I can see big black clouds here. There has been some rain, but not enough yet. And the concern is that there are at least 3 months before the crops are going to be ready in the fields to harvest. And so a lot of people could still be very hungry for quite some time here.
In Lusampuko, Zambia, I'm the BBC's Andrew Harder for Marketplace.
And finally, it's National Sickie Day here in the UK. A survey has found that nearly 9 million people took a sick day last year because they found their jobs, quote, too painful. But in case you thought the Brits were slacking off, the same survey found that 12 million people went to work when they were genuinely sick. And given the latest coronavirus outbreak, if you do feel ill, please do stay at home. Don't forget, you can download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher or marketplace.org. And in London, I'm Leisha Santarelli with a Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.